This is Poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Deborah Marquardt. She was born on October 12, 1956, in Napoleon, North Dakota. She grew up on a farm that was originally bought by her great-grandfather. It was a lonely childhood of hard work and few prospects for a creative young girl. After completing high school, she attended university, where she was only two classes away from graduating with a degree in social work. Marquardt realized this wasn't the path she wanted to be on, and she dropped out. She turned to her first love, that of music, and began touring North America with rock and heavy metal bands. It was a life on the road that brought her to a different city almost every night. This lasted for several years, throughout most of the 1980s, in fact, until one night, a fire burned the equipment truck of her band, and over $50,000 worth of guitars and microphones went up in flame. Marquardt decided to turn her attention to writing. After all, it wasn't that much different than creating lyrics. And she re-enrolled in college, where she graduated with an MA in Liberal Studies from Morehead State University. She then went on to get another MA, this time in creative writing, from Iowa State University in 1993. Unlike music, which is often enjoyed in a public space with others, reading and writing is more intimate, more solitary. Of this, she recently said in an interview, "What's truly miraculous about writing is the connection between the intimacy the writer experiences when writing and the intimacy the reader experiences when reading. The world feels less lonely when you have that experience." Marquardt hasn't turned her back on performing music, though. Since 1992, she has been a singer-songwriter for the band The Bone People, and although she was keen to leave her rural upbringing in North Dakota, she returns often, and she has written much about the Bakken communities affected by hydraulic fracking. Her books include Everything's a Verb, The Hunger Bone, From Sweetness, Small Buried Things, and The Horizontal World, Growing Up Wild in the Middle of Nowhere. She has won a Pushcart Prize, the Mid-American Review Nonfiction Award, a Penn Center USA Creative Nonfiction Award, and an NEA Creative Writing Fellowship, among others. She lives and writes in Ames, Iowa, where she is a professor of English at Iowa State University. In 2019, she was named Poet Laureate of Iowa. Today's poem is Traveling with Guitar. I don't know about you, but I never learned how to play a musical instrument. This means I'm quietly in awe when I see someone filling up a room or a stadium with song. For me, it's like having a superpower. I just don't have the ability to pick up a trumpet or a saxophone or a guitar and then bring out rich notes that can change someone's emotions. And because I don't have this superpower, I don't know what it's like to carry around a musical instrument. I like how this poem gives me a little porthole into that secret world. Here, Marquardt describes what it's like to carry around a guitar when you're not playing it. This is Traveling with Guitar by Deborah Marquardt. For you can travel with a screaming red rolling bag and float unnoticed on conveyors through terminals, or you can lug half a moose rack from Maine to Minnesota, carry it like a broken wing through airports, as my friend Gro did, and draw only the curious touches of children waiting at gates. But dare to travel with a guitar and invite confessions from strangers in pinstripe suits of garage band summers, invite winks, gotcha smiles, and devil horns, rock on, gestures. Invite finger points and winks, the long tongue licks, and the rubberneck glance to check if you are someone famous. To dare to travel with a guitar is to mark yourself charismatic megafauna of the airport terminal. Old friend, what else could I do but carry you? I have stored you in closets, propped you in corners, hunched over you late nights, staring perplexed at the mysteries of your neck, body of my body, string of my strings. See how the world began to hum and sing that day at 13 when I opened the big birthday box.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. This episode was recorded at Augustana University and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.